Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the president and founder of BNI Business Network International. That's BNI.com. Ivan, tell us a little bit about BNI, please.
Well, BNI now has over 6,200 chapters in almost 50 countries around the world.
Makes me so proud.
It's really, you know, it's grown, and it's grown during this recessionary economy because I think business people are looking for referrals.
It's truly international. How many members?
It is truly international.
How many members?
They're close to 130,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many referrals did you guys do in 2011?
In 2011, we don't have the numbers yet. We'll have them in about a week. But in 2010, we did 6.5 million referrals and generated $2.8 billion worth of business for our members all over the world.
That's performance. I like that. And, of course, the book, the brand-new book that's out just today on the shelves, literally launching it on our show. Ivan, thank you again for that. Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. It's all about the genders, about the difference between the way men and women connect, communicate, emote, whatever it takes, the connection thing. And we talked in the earlier segments about the X principle, the exceptions and the rule. We talked about the difference between the way men and women learn, the way they want to be connected with. Let's talk about how do we reconcile all of that into something that we can turn into a success story when men and women are working together.
Well, there are a lot of things that we recommend for women and for men in the book. For women, one of the things we say is don't get stuck in the credibility phase of the VCP process. Ask for what you want. When you're asking for help, communicate clearly exactly what it is that you want. Make sure to make time for networking, because women said in the data that they have so many things going on that it's hard to find the time to do the networking. Well, you have to find the time to get out there and connect with people. If they are spoken to inappropriately, speak up immediately. Don't sit on it. Sometimes women will not respond when they hear something.
Do women have to be careful to not be too sensitive?
You know,
I'm being very serious here. I'm not saying that if they obviously someone's rude, if they're being sexist or whatever it may be, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sometimes maybe you should just let it go.
Maybe.
Because you misunderstood or something like that.
It's possible, but I mean, okay. In those 1,000 responses, we had comments like this, and I don't know how you can misunderstand this. One guy is talking to a woman, and he says, he wasn't paying attention, and she said hello, and he's like, "Sorry, I didn't catch your name. I was too busy staring at your breast."
Oh yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Okay, so
I'm not talking about that.
There's no question there.
I'm not talking about that.
You're talking about the ones that could go either way. I don't know that they are, that women are. I think
the question.
In this day and age, we kind of know what is being said. And that small percentage of men are, behaving inappropriately.
Well, see, I think that comes back to your X principle. One of the things that I'd like to say to ladies, let me say it to guys first. Guys, when you're talking to guys, just be a guy. When you're talking to ladies, be more patient. They need more words, and if you want to get to know them, you need to let them, and you need to share more with them than you would with a guy. Ladies, when you're talking to ladies, just be ladies. When you're talking to guys, guys don't need as many words. Try to get to the point a little quicker, and I think when people do that, everything will be better. What do you think, Ivan?
I would restate that a little bit, because I think it's condescending to say, that men need less words, women need more words. However, I think I would focus on the relationship issue, because women tend to be more relational, and that's hard data. So women tend to be more relational. They want to know details about things other than.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, you're obviously. I was trying to get to the point there, but you're right. I mean, it's the thing is though is men and women have to realize when you're dealing, and that's the point of the whole book. I think when you're networking, when you're dealing with people of the other gender, you have to deal with them differently than your own gender, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that women have a tendency to do it better than men in terms of dealing with the other gender.
I don't think there's any question because they're more patient than we are.
That's probably true.
There's no question about it. I think there's no question about it. Ivan, let's do this some more. We got more to talk about.
Okay.
Come back again another day. Congratulations.
Anytime you want, Jim.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Business Networking and Sex. That's his new book. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.